Case number 10205, John and Stacy Leo, south of Cedar Road, west of Bayberry Lane, being lot 68, block 8, subdivision 3, within Kingwick Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
My name is John Liao. It's at 68 Bayberry Lane.
In Selbyville?
That's correct.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Take the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
I'm requesting to have a portico slash awning balcony in front of my house to be above the front door. Basically, just to have the awning above my front door.
And
I'm requesting a variance of 5 feet. And if not five, at least four, minimum four.
Did you apply for the permit?
Yes, I did. Well, I wasn't aware. When I applied for the permit, wasn't aware of the setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was approached by, it was already half done. I was approached by an association, which I didn't even know I had one at the time. And then one thing led to another. Here I am today.
Okay.
You have a contractor that's building this.
What was that?
You have a contractor that's
building
this?
Yes, I do. Well, it's basically I'm doing it myself. Well, me and family members.
Okay. And you applied for a permit?
Yes, I did.
And the permit stated that there was a 30-foot setback?
What was that?
Permit stated that there was a 30-foot setback?
Yeah, now I see that it was there.
Okay. And
at the time, I did.
You were already 25 feet from the property line.
I come to find out that there was already a variance asked for a previous owner at 25 feet. Now I see that the house is even at the max. I couldn't even put an awning if I wanted to without asking for a variance.
Variance was already granted for the house.
Right. I wasn't aware of that.
It didn't matter. You still had to meet the setback requirement for any addition.
Right.
So you, obviously you didn't measure it or check it, and you just went ahead and started building.
No, I didn't. I'll be honest with you. In the beginning, I did not measure it. I didn't think that was going to be, well, exactly. I didn't think it in the beginning.
The whole width of your house.
What's that?
The whole width of your house, the awning.
The whole width?
Yeah. The whole length of the house.
Is it? No. It's the front door. There's a picture. This one's a shorter one above the garage door. Basically, this is the 5 foot, and this was only like I think 3 feet.
Oh, okay.
Before, what was there was a small window, and the doors. What I wanted to do to give it some like more curb appeal was to create like two sliders and two bedrooms, and an awning. You know, so if I'm walking out of my car, if it's raining, whatever, I could be under, you know, an awning or whatever. Or the ability to look out the doors in the bedroom.
Is it finished?
What's that?
Is it finished?
No, it's not finished. Okay. The only thing that's there is basically the frame structure. Because once I found out, then I tried to correct, you know, make it right.
And who told you about it? The organization told you about your encroaching?
Well, it was all framed up. Next thing you know, I get a call that from someone from the association saying that there's different setbacks, and then I look into it and I find this out.
And you had a permit, right?
I had permits, yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. What did you think when you looked at it and it said 30 feet? What did that say to you? Did it make any sense?
Excuse me?
When it said 30 feet front setback, did that mean anything to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it does. There's got to be a setback from the house to the property line.
Right. Right. Okay.
So the association against it?
Evidently, I come to find out, yes. They're against anything I do there. I even asked them, listen, what do I need to do to correct this problem? They're against anything. Anything, I even asked them, what can I do to make this right between me and the association so I can finish this thing? They didn't want anyone to hear it. They said it's got to be a certain measurement, that's it. And I don't know anymore.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe.
Is it a spec house or you gonna sell the house or
No, it's from my years. For me and my kids.
Summer,
right. I'm originally from Philadelphia. And then I also got some letters from my neighbors. I talked to my neighbors to ask them, you know, is this in any way going to affect you? Well, my immediate neighbors. The one neighbor, all my immediate neighbors did not have anything against what was going on. The only thing is they didn't want to have their names on anything due. They're in fear for repercussions from the association because they were already approached. I mean, they must have been approached the next day. I was in, like, shock. And the only neighbor, well, the two of my neighbors, one of them gave me a letter. And the other one said, John, I'll be honest with you, I called. One of them called the township to find out, you know, what I was doing. And once they seen they said, well, I don't have anything against it. Then I asked her, like, I mean, is it bothering you in any way? Does it affect your view? I mean, whatever. She said, no, but I just don't want to put my name on anything because she's in fear for whatever the association might do because they have already been contacting my neighbors.
Okay.
Do you have a letter there that you want to submit in approval? Okay.
Okay, Mr. Burtman, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there any?
I have a letter.
In favor?
In favor.
Alrighty. One letter in favor and one here in the audience. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Would you please keep your hands up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? Would you please come forward to be sworn in? So you can sit right down up front there if you'd like. Now, again, you are speaking for the whole group, sir.
Yes, if any of the others want to speak, I'll let them do that.
But okay, you have to come up and be sworn in, please.
Name and address.
Ben Wade, 38383 Riverburst Drive, Selby, Kenick.
Swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
W-A-D-E.
Mr. Wade, you're the president, is that correct?
That's correct.
The letter I have here?
That's
okay,
correct.
Fine.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm Ben Wade. I'm president of the Kenick Association. We are the homeowners association that represent the homeowners within Kenick where Mr. Leal's property exists. The deed restrictive covenants for Kenick are 25 feet. They're less restrictive than the county for 25 feet. And Mr. Leal, who would lead you to believe he is not familiar with this type of thing, is a building contractor. He does concrete work and puts in footers. I assume then that he has a lot more experience with this type of thing than he would let on. But regardless of that, he came in and started a front addition to his home that violated not only the Kenick setbacks, but the Sussex County setbacks as well. The association did approach him, asked him to stop. He said he had a variance from the county at the time. And oh, by the way, he was not going to follow our setbacks anyhow. We checked and found he did not have a variance, and in fact that his building permit did not describe the actual work that he was performing. He talks about a small awning over his front door. What you see is he's built a porch over the entire front of the house, started the porch over the entire front of the house. When we approached him with the fact that he didn't even have a work permit, a building permit to do that, and did not have a variance, he did come and apply for a variance. And at that point in time, he stopped work on the porch that he was building. However, since then, he has gone in and cut out sliding doors where the windows show on the upper part. He's put sliding doors in that would presuppose he's going to get a variance to build that porch, which he's describing as awning. I'd like to make it clear that the Kennewick Association is not asking the county to enforce our variances. That's not what we're enforce our covenants. What we are asking you to do, though, is to respect our covenants and respect the fact that we have worked very hard over a long period of time to try to bring some order to Kennewick. Kennewick was one of the first large projects built off of the ocean. Primarily, the lots, particularly all on Bayberry, are 100 feet wide, 100 feet long, 50 feet wide. They're built on narrow roadways. This particular Bayberry Road is a 20-foot wide road with 10-foot setbacks, a total of 40-foot right-of-way. And after an early period of laxity, the Kennewick Association had worked extremely hard to try to bring some order and to make sure that as we go through the various growth cycles that we've had, that we are able to protect the rights and the property values of the existing homeowners as new people come in and want to build larger, bigger and larger homes on these lots. We really believe that the developer got it right when he said 25 feet setback on a 100-foot lot. It is a good balance between the desire to put as much as you can get on the lot and also the desire to have some clearance, some openness, and some order in the front of the houses as well. We believe that that's right, and we are trying our best to maintain that. Over the past 30 years, no other home on Bayberry has built closer to the property line than 25 feet. In Kennewick, with lots now selling for $750,000 and houses for $1.5 million, we have people who come to us. 40 applications have come to the association since the year 2000 with people who want to put in new homes and major additions to the existing homes. Not all of those came with the front setbacks that met our covenants. We sent those back to the homeowners. They were able to change their plans to the point that every house that's been built in Kennewick since that time has been able to build a beautiful home with all of the accommodations they need within our setbacks. We're confident that Mr. Liao can do the same thing if he just sets his mind to it. The homeowners of Kennewick believe that the essential character of our community is highly influenced by the order, the unrestricted views, and the separation that has been provided over the years by strict adherence to the 25-foot setback. We request your understanding and support for our effort to maintain that character. Again, please do not grant this variance from your own Sussex County setbacks that will in turn set a precedent for violating our setbacks and may alter the essential character of our neighborhood. We welcome Mr. Liao's desire to improve his home and our neighborhood, but he should not be allowed to do that in a manner that is inconsistent with what the rest of the neighborhood is required to do. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions for members of the board?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I have a question for Mr. Leal.
Mr. Leal.
Mr. Leal, Mr. Wade has testified that you're a licensed contractor in the state. Is that correct?
In this state, no. In the state of Pennsylvania.
See. And you testified that you started building without a permit. Is that correct?
That's not correct. I mean, it's even in the description of my initial permits. You seem to have a diagram of which I drew up what it was going to look like. He submitted pictures.
Let me take a look at it.
He submitted pictures. I think I even have them in the folder.
By building code, is that correct, Mr. Ricketts?
Yes, that's okay. Building code. Here, we don't need that for your, you need that for your records. They don't need to see.
I mean, everything I did there was submitted to the township. Okay. Was it my fault that I didn't look exactly?
I'll ask the questions, Mr. Okay. Did you fill out the application for the variance?
Yes, I did.
Then you're familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Not quite.
Same with the application. Did you read the application?
Not thoroughly, no.
Okay, well, you should have. Now, standards for granting of variances are you need to show uniqueness, that there's narrowness or shallowness or some sort of peculiarity to the property, or that it cannot be developed in strict conformity. You also need to show that it can't otherwise be developed. It's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You have to show that it wasn't created by the applicant. You have to show that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And you have to show that it's a minimum to afford relief. Now you can speak.
I'm just trying to put an awning in front of the... I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Address the standards for granting a variance. Would you like a copy?
I mean, I'm well, for the variance that I'm, well, I'm asking for the variance because I don't have the ability to put anything in front of that house. I mean, not even an awning.
When you bought the house, you knew what you were buying, didn't you?
I didn't know.
You didn't have an awning on it then, did it?
No, when I bought the house, I didn't know anything of this. I didn't even know there was an association.
When you bought the house, did you look into what the setbacks were and what you might be?
No, I did not. I mean, I never thought there was going to be an issue.
You obviously thought wrong.
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's... Well, I have to live with that.
You know, not to pick on you or anything. The thing that gets me is you seem like an intelligent guy, you know? And you get a permit, and you look at the permit, and it says 30 feet from the front. Nothing in your mind said to you, being the contractor, said, gee whiz, I'm not going to be 30 feet from the front. Geez, I better check with somebody and find out. You know, is that the way you do business?
No, I mean, no, not at all. I mean, the type of business that I do is development of is like working for a builder.
Right.
We go in. Normally, those types of structures, we don't, like, if it's an awning, it doesn't have a problem with setbacks.
I see you're from Trevose, Pennsylvania. Believe yes. me, I'm from that area. They do have setbacks, and you do.
No, they do have. I'm not saying they don't have setbacks, but not for like an awning.
Oh yeah,
I never encountered that problem.
Well, then you didn't read that one.
Okay,
sir. Had you talked to the association and tried to figure something out with them?
I tried. The first call I said, "What can we do to make this work?" They didn't want to hear anything except that, you know, their codes. Well, can I ask them? Can I apply for a variance to make this work, make you happy and make me happy? No. There's no variation. There's nothing I can work. I can't work with. I mean, what am I going to do? Nope. If he tells me there's no variation,
Now's your opportunity to address those standards to have the grant, the variance granted.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
Now's your opportunity to address those standards, which are the requirements for granting a variance.
Well, okay, what can I do with it?
No,
you address those to us. Those ones you got right there, you'll address those if you can to us. Can you address those, any or all of them? The ones that were just handed to you. Look at each one of those. Read them out.
Irregularity, narrowness, smallness of lot size, shape, exceptional. Well, I mean, for the number one, I mean, it's right on the setback. That's one that I'm applying for the variance. Cannot be developed to strictly conformity. No possibility of property be developed strict conformity with zoning. Not created by the applicant. Can I have been created by the applicant? Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As far as not altering the essential character of the neighborhood, there's houses there that are not conforming to his rules. I mean, dozens of them. Well, not substantially, permanently impair. Is it going to be in someone's, obstruct someone's view? No. I mean, I already asked my neighbors next to me if this is going to affect them in any way. None of them say no, but they just don't want to be their names. I mean, I don't blame them, to be honest with you. Public welfare. Will not be to the public welfare. I mean, not to the immediate that I know of, except for the association, the minimum that will afford relief. The effect, adversely uses of a good neighborhood and property. I mean.
Those are the standards that were adopted by the county council. You have to meet all of those standards. What's the middle one? What's number three, the third one, Dale?
Not created by applicant. Unnecessary hardship, exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by an applicant. Well, it has been. Well, there's nothing I can do.
I have that back. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, any other opposition? Chair?
I have 14 letters, sir, in opposition.
14 letters in opposition?
And it's for the same reason. Most of them, I've read through them, as the that everyone else is trying to attempting to keep the 25-foot, which is doesn't have anything to do with this, but that's true. And they feel it's just not going to, it's just not right. Okay.
So there's 14 letters you got in the main, it's all, majority of it's 25-foot setback.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Maintaining what is in that neighborhood.
I'm sorry?
Maintaining what is in that
neighborhood. Maintaining what's in there. Thank you for that.
Put it that way. Instead of,
Sir, did you come one more quick question?
Just one comment. One of the things that I do as president is send new property owners a welcome letter. And shortly after Mr. Liao closed his property, he got one of those letters. It's basically a form letter, but in that letter, it introduces the association. It says that we publish a quarterly newsletter. Our homepage is CumulonLibre.org. It contains a board contact information, deed covenants, and other helpful files. If you were not given a copy of your deed covenants at closing, I would suggest you download a copy.
Okay. Just a moment, I think.
He answered.
All right. It was already answered. Thank you, sir. Okay. Hearing no further, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the only testimony I heard from the applicant is that he desires to have this portico, yet cannot address either of the standards for granting a variance, much less all five. Therefore, it would not be appropriate for us to grant such a variance. I make a motion we deny case number 10,205.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 10,205. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is denied. Okay. All righty, now we'll go.